Right now, the attacks in India. Yesterday, a series of explosions ripped through commuter trains in Mumbai, India, killing and injuring hundreds of people during rush hour. No group has claimed responsibility, but suspicion has fallen on Kashmiri militants. India's prime minister called for calm, but a spokesman for the foreign ministry called on Pakistan to dismantle what he called an infrastructure of terrorism. Pakistan has harshly condemned the bombings and responded angrily to Indian officials' suggestions that there's any link between the bombings in their country. The blasts and subsequent diplomatic wrangling has shown a light on a peace process between the two nuclear-armed neighbors that many say is stalled. Some claim the onus is now on Pakistan. Xenia Dormandy is executive director of research at the Kennedy School's Belfer Center and former director for South Asia at the National Security Council. Her op-ed, How Much Will India Endure?, appeared in today's Washington Post, and she joins us now from her office at Harvard. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, both India and Pakistan claimed over a year ago that the peace process is irreversible. How much motion has there really been since then?
I think a lot of people have said there's been very little. There's been very little tangible movement forward. I disagree with that. I think if you look at the peace process over the long term, over the last 50 years, there's been enormous forward progress over the last, I would say, 2 to 3 years. For the first time ever, border has opened. There has been links within the old state of Kashmir across the line of control, both for buses, for trains, for trucks. I think there's been movement vis-a-vis links between the two militaries, between the two diplomatic sides. Visas have been loosened. There have been enormous movements, albeit small ones, over the last couple of years.
So you don't feel there's been any slowing down or a stalling of this process?
Again, I would say if you look at it over the long term, over the last decade, 2 decades, or even 50 years since the countries were born, I think there's huge progress in the last 2 years. I think a lot of people had very, very high expectations for the peace process, and people with those high expectations have found them not being met. But if you think about this as a conflict that has lasted for such a long time, a huge step forward has been taken over the last couple of years.
So in this current situation, in light of what occurred yesterday, how should Pakistan be responding?
I think the responsibility is on both sides, and both sides really do need to take action to make sure this moves forward. While I'm quite optimistic about the peace process, unless they both step forward and take real responsibility and both sides show the leadership of which they are clearly capable, the forward progress will not continue. People will lose patience. On the part of Pakistan, they have done an enormous amount, and we shouldn't underestimate this, in terms of trying to shut down militant activity within their borders. And this is whether you're talking about militant activity in Kashmir or you're talking about it on the west side of Pakistan with the border with Afghanistan. But there's more they can and should do. On the part of India, they're quite happy with the status quo in large part. And they need to realize that they do need to listen to other people's problems and other people's concerns. And I'm not sure that they're doing everything they could in that respect.
Well, given that no group has yet claimed responsibility for these bombings in Mumbai, can we presume that Pakistan could have done anything to prevent them?
No. I don't think we should necessarily say that this is something that Pakistan could have stopped. I think they have done a fair amount to try and stop militancy. Have they done everything they could? Probably not. There are huge concerns within Pakistan and huge constraints within Pakistan at taking action against these groups. We don't yet know who the group was, and so we shouldn't make the assumption that these bombings were from Pakistani-based militants, even though that is the likely scenario. And what I think is the most likely case here, but we shouldn't assume that until we have evidence. And I think what India has done over the last 24 hours in saying, we need to investigate this. We need to find out what the answer is before we make any conclusions, is the right and the wise thing to do. But it does raise the question that as more attacks do take place in India, they will lose patience.
Yeah. And the title of your op-ed, which appeared in today's Washington Post, was How Much Will India Endure, which implies that you're wondering whether their patience is running out.
I think that is a good assumption to make. It not dissimilar, you equate it to what we've been dealing with in the United States. Post 9/11, we took enormous and very significant actions to try and prevent something like this happening in the past. And the question is, although I'm not equating yesterday's bombing to what happened here in 9/11, the question is, how much patience can India have for this kind of thing?
Yeah. As terrible as the bombings were, is this a moment? Is this a moment for opportunity in the peace process?
I think it's definitely what I would call an action-forcing event. It's an opportunity for both sides to take a step back and think very, very clearly about what their objectives are and what their goals are and what they're willing to sacrifice. How much are they willing to put the peace process in other people's hands? And when I say other people, I mean the militants. Are they willing to let the relations between themselves and a neighbor really be held by people over whom they have very little, if any, control?
And just one other thing, and that is, what do you make of the fact that there has been some harsh comments exchanged between Pakistan and India over the responsibility for these bombings, the bombings themselves?
I don't think that anybody on the Indian side that I've seen has actually blamed Pakistan. Equally, I think that the very quick response by Pakistani President Musharraf to condemn this bombing is a great step and is the appropriate response. So I think they've both done the right thing. Yes, there has been some tense words between the two sides. The Pakistani foreign minister did raise the fact of Kashmir in reference to the bombings. I think while you cannot equate the two, India does need to realize that, again, taking Pakistan entirely out of this equation, they will continue to have unrest in the region of Kashmir, of Jammu and Kashmir, until they deal with some of the difficulties up there.
All right.
And that has nothing to do with Pakistan.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Not at all. Happy to.
Zainia Dormandy is Executive Director of Research at the Kennedy School's Belfer Center and former Director for South Asia at the National Security Council. Her op-ed, How Much Will India Endure, appeared in today's Washington Post. She joined us from her office in Cambridge.